Nandana Brajana Ranjana
Yashoda
Nandana Brajana Ranjana
Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana
Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana
Yashoda Nandana Brajana Ranjana
Yamuna Tira Vanachari
Yamuna Tira
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe
Jaya Radha Shyam Sundar Radha Shyam Sundar Radhe
Jaya Radha Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram,
Jaya Sita Ram, Lakshmana Hanuman, Sita Ram, Lakshmana Hanuman,
Jaya Sita Ram, Lakshmana Hanuman, Sita Ram, Lakshmana
Sita Ram, 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 Sita Ram,
Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram, Sita Ram,
Jai Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Srila Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Radham Chaiva Narottamam.
Radham Chaiva Narottamam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam.
Tato Jaya Munire.
Tato Jaya Munire.
Mukham Karoti Vachanam.
Mukham Karoti Vachanam.
Mukham Langayate Kriyam.
Langayate Kriyam.
Yat Kripatmaham Vande.
Kripataham Vande.
Sri Guru Dinatarnam.
Sri Guru Dinatarnam.
Paramananda Madhavam. Shri Chaitanya Ishwara.
Shri Chaitanya Ishwara.
Hare Krishna everyone.
Hare.
Sabko Dashera ki bahut bahut badhai. So we'll read from chapter canto 2, chapter 1, shloka 23. I don't know how to say this like Anand Vrindavan Prabhu says, but then I take inspiration of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada and all, Sri Radha Shyam Sundar and all the Vaishnavas here to glorify Lord on this occasion of Dashera. So, I hope I have that bhava one day. With Bhava Prabhu says.
2.1.23
23 2.1 2.1.23 శ్రీ శుక ఉవాచ జీతాసనో జీతాశ్వాసో జీతో సంగో జితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనః సందేయరాయ దీహ శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జీతాశనో జితాశ్వాసో జీతా సంగో జితేంద్రియా స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మన సాంద్రయ ధియా శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాశనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగోజితేంద్రియాూలే భగవతో రూపే మన సంద్రియధియా శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితసంగోజితేంద్రియాూ శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జీతాశనోజితో శివాశ్వాసో జీతాశంగోజితేంద్రియాూలే భగవతే రూపే మన సందరయ ధియాశుక ఉవాచ జీతాశనోజితశ్వాసో జితసంగోజితేంద్రియా స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మన సంధారయ శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జీతాశనోజితశ్వాసో జీతసంగోజితేంద్రియా స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మన సంధారయ
శుకావాచితేంద్రియాూలే భగవతో రూపే
సందారేదియా స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనః సందాయే ద్వియా
శ్రీశుకోవాచితేంద్రియాూలే
భగవతో
రూపే
మన సంద్రాయ దదియా
శ్రీశుకోవాచ జితాశనోజితశ్వాసో జీతసంగోజితేంద్రియః స్థూలే భగవతో రూపే మనః సంధారయే ధియా
శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ జితాశ్వాసో జితసంగోజితేంద్రియా
శూలే భగవతో రూపే
మనః సంధారయే ధియా
శ్రీశుక ఉవాచ
Sukadev Goswami answered, one should control the sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by the yogic pranayama, and thus control the mind, senses, and with intelligence apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord, called the Virat Rupa. Please repeat after me. Sukadev Goswami answered.
One should control
the sitting posture.
Regulate the breathing process.
By the yogic pranayama. And thus control the mind.
And senses.
And with intelligence.
Apply the mind.
To the gross potencies.
Of the Lord.
Called the Virat Rupa. The materially absorbed mind of the conditioned soul does not allow him to transcend the limit of the bodily conception of self. Thus, the yoga system of meditation, controlling the sitting posture and breathing process and fixing the mind upon the spring, is prescribed in order to mold the character of the gross materialist. Unless such materialists are able to cleanse the materially absorbed mind, it is impossible for them to concentrate upon thoughts of transcendence. And to do so, one may fix one's mind on the gross material or external feature of the Lord. The different parts of the gigantic form of the Lord are described in the following verses. The materialistic men are very anxious to have some mystic powers as a result of such a controlling process. But the real purpose of yogic regulation is to eradicate the accumulated dirty things like lust, anger, avarice, and all such material contamination. In the mystic yogi, if the mystic yogi is diverted by the accompanying feats of mystic control, then his mission of yogic success is a failure, because the ultimate aim is God realization. He is therefore recommended to fix his gross materialistic mind by a different conception and thus realize the potency of the Lord. As soon as the potencies are understood to be instrumental manifestation of the transcendence, one automatically advances to the next steps, and gradually stage of full realization becomes possible for him. Om Ajnana Trunanda Sanyana Nana Shokya Chakram Tamina Tasmichari Tuyama Ashikatana Vandeham Shri Hum Shri Hum Shri E Krishna Karna Sindhu Deen Bandhu Jugat Patek Kopesha Gopi Pekantra Radha Kankra Namaste Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishmano Sute Devi Karna Pancha Chal Prabhu Vrishya Shapa Sanju Vrishya Patitana Vrishya Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna everyone. So again, Dashera ki sabko badhaiyan ho. So we're trying to read the first step in God realization. That's a chapter's title. So here we'll cover text 23 and 24 and 25. So in 23, Shri Shukdev Goswami is saying what should be done, and 24 and 25 he's talking about by qualities of Virat Rupa and reasons for showing up to us. So in the following verses after 25, all the parts of the bodily limbs or lords are described. So which is the other place where Lord's Virat Rupa has been described?
Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter.
Yeah. And there Srila Prabhupada is saying that why Lord is showing that Virat Rupa.
For non-devotees, so they can understand.
And then if somebody says, one day I went to Anand Vrindavan Prabhu and I said, you know Anand Vrindavan Prabhu, I am Lord, I am Krishna. So he said, what are you saying? Are you joking? He said that, show me your Virat Rupa. I said, you are not qualified, you don't have the eyes to see. So he said, no, but Krishna gave Arjun eyes to see it. So give me the eyes, I want to see it. So I got busted. So same way, you know, like Lord Srila Prabhupada is explaining that why Lord has shown this Virat Rupa, that future people come and claim that I am Lord. Then people can ask where's your Virat Rupa, and to see the whole form of Lord. Another reason is being said is that at the first stage, you know, there are 9 stages of bhakti. What's the first stage is being said in that?
Sure.
No, stages of bhakti.
Kanishtha.
No, Shraddha. Like Shraddhavan. So first stage, we have Shraddha for someone. तो जनरली अगर हम मटेरियल प्लेटफॉर्म पे हैं और हम भगवान भक्तों के सानिध्य में नहीं आए हैं, तो हमें सबसे पहले श्रद्धा किसकी होती है? अमिताभ बच्चन की, सचिन तेंदुलकर की, बिकॉज दे आर स्ट्रॉन्ग, दे आर बिग, लाइक बिग पर्सनैलिटी, दे हैव डन समथिंग मिस्टिक, ही हैज मेड सो मेनी रन्स एंड अमिताभ बच्चन सो मेनी मूवीज, सो मेनी कैरेक्टर्स, सो दिस काइंड ऑफ अ मिस्टिसिज्म, वी गॉट एनामर्ड by the material attraction of these personalities. So first stage is Shraddha, wherein we develop Shraddha for someone, and people of less intelligence who are not in association of devotees, they become Shraddhavan to these personalities who are not the complete person, who are not who
could not even, you know, close to be called Bhagavan. There are people who are building temples of these personalities, knowing that these are, you know, gross materialist, thing like that. So there's the first step of in God relation. Sri Sukadev Goswami is telling that one should fix their mind to the gross potencies of the Lord. You know, like even materialists who reject the concept of Lord or Bhagwan or atheist, they still go and appreciate sun, moon. They wake up and I have so many British friends, they go and sit overnight in sea line to see the sunrise in the morning, to appreciate the beauty of sun. And later it's been explained that sun is the eye of Lord. So when the body is described in next few verses, isn't it? People go to Kullu Manali to see the greenery, or people go to Uttaranchal to see the valley of flower. So people get attracted to the material energies of the Lord. So first, that's the first step, you know, like you see that there's a creation which is so beautiful. So there may be a creator who's done that. There is a study going on intelligent design, you know, like people are seeing the intelligence of the design Lord has made. They're saying that there's some study going on in studying the cell, and cell has a very complex machinery within it, which is working like some sort of a pump inside the cell. So itna chota cell ka bhi hum design ka study kar rahe hain. So people are getting attracted to the physical nature, physical energy, gross energy Lord has attracted. That's the first step. And then next step is you inquire, who has done it? Who's this amazing personality who's created such thing? And then you inquire to the, if you inquire to the right sources, then you can reach to the conclusion. That's the next step. That, oh, there's a creator who's created such a nice thing. He must be above this. Isn't it? Something someone has created, he must be above that creation. And then you get to the platform that the Supreme Personality. So they see, there are, when we have this material ego, we are not able to accept another same person looking like us playing flute. How can that be supreme? So people say, look at a Brahman form of it. They try to accept that there is some sort of a light, some sort of Shakti. So from atheism, so we're going to some sort of a Shakti, Big Bang, something happened, and then, you know, like the material thing created. But that also doesn't satisfy some intelligent people. They say, no, there must be something else. Then you inquire further, you go to the right source, you try to fulfill the quest. How can somebody has created such a beautiful form can be formless? Okay, that's an intelligent question inquisitive person, intelligent person will ask. How can somebody who's created something so beautiful can be formless himself? So then next stage would be to understand Lord in a four-handed form or something like supreme, like the Virat form. And then next the thing beyond it will, when someone becomes Bhakta and they come in contact with devotees like Srila Prabhupada, when they see that there is this Lord whose Supreme Personality embodied, who looks like black there, who plays flute, and with whom we can have loving exchange, and we can reach to that stage from Shraddha to Prem and develop Prem for the Lord. So it's a science, you know, like we may say that this, we're talking about philosophy, it's not a mundane philosophy, it's a science where the nine stages are defined, where the nine processes are defined. We're saying that, what are the nine processes from that shloka? So we cross these nine stages by doing these nine processes. So it's a science. There is a logic behind things. There is why this is called the first step in God realization. Why you know, the Shukadev Goswami is saying that one should apply their mind to gross potencies of the Lord as the first thing. And then he said in 10 canto, like till 10 canto, he described all the bhaktas and then Bhagwan's beauties. So this is just the start, but as we gradually grow, the level, the stages will grow as well. You know, we'll be enrolling here in the nursery, then we'll go to KG1, then we'll go to KG2, then that's how we'll graduate number of years. So another thing, here when Katvanga Muni's story also we were reading, and he was saying that what should I do when the half prahar was remaining, and he was told that one who knows that day end is coming, there was a detailed process prescribed that this type of yoga or pranayama should be done. One should leave their home, they should stay in a secluded place close to a sacred river. They must bathe every morning and then go to a clean place and meditate upon Lord and put all the indriyas to the Lord. And that was told at that time, where people used to have longer life, people used to have different type of bodies. But in today's world, how many of us can think, let alone when we are healthy and hearty now, to go and live close to Ganges and take bath in every day in Ganges and sit below the tree and then meditate upon Lord? How many of us can do that? None of us, yeah? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come and has come to just deliver us. He's created the society of Krishna consciousness around the world, which is making easier for us. We just have to do simply one thing: have association of devotees. So even if you're not chanting, the devotees will keep saying, Sri Vrajbhumi, you're not chanting, so Prabhu will remind me, I don't see you chanting, where's your japa bag? Because devotees are concerned for each other. Okay. So we just have to be in association of devotees, and devotees will take care. There's so many examples of people leaving material body in ISKCON, and there are amazing experiences while they're leaving. So we know of Mataji in London. She is Bhakti Charu Maharaj's disciple, and she is like a simple devotee, coming Gujarati Mataji, housewife. She would come to temple, she would do her japas. She was not like, we have many devotees who are like, you know, like rock star devotees, who would do book distribution, who would do Harinam, who would do take classes, who would do kids classes, they would write books for Prabhupada, you know, all glorious services. You don't need, I mean, you do it as a service to the Lord, but even if you don't do it, the devotees take care of you. So this Mataji was a simple devotee. She would do her rounds, she would come to temples regularly, she would do some seva here or there, you know, like that. So as soon as she got to know that she's terminally ill, she expressed desire that she wants to go to Mayapur. And then her family was saying, no, it's not good time to go to Mayapur, we have these therapies going on and things like that. So she called her Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj. His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj was in US somewhere, and they called him and they said that she's expressing desire to go to Mayapur. And Maharaj said that, okay, if she's saying that, take her for a week, but bring her back so that she can continue her thing. So they went to Mayapur, and then as soon as she went to Mayapur, she just sat there. She said, no, I don't know how to go back. Again, they tried to convince her, and then somehow they spoke to Guru Maharaj again instructed her that, you know, Champaklata, you should go back, you should get treated better and you should serve the Lordship, you shouldn't lose the battle so easily. So she said okay, and she goes back to UK, after a week or so, she writes to her Guru Maharaj that, you know, I saw you in my dreams and you've come to see me. Hare Krishna. So Guru Maharaj, the His Holiness Bhakti Charu Maharaj thinks that, you know, maybe her time is near, that's why she's saying so. He leaves his whatever he was project he was doing. He leaves and he comes to London to see her. And as soon as he reaches the airport, it was around 7 a.m. or something. So devotee said that, why don't you come take rest and then we go to see this devotee. He said, no, why? I have come so long just to see her. Why to, you know, like waste time? Let's go straight to her home. So they go airport, from airport straight to her home. And as soon as they reached there, this Mataji came, greeted Maharaj, did the Dandavat Pranam obeisances. And Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Charu Maharaj looked into her eyes and said that, what's bothering you? Are you anxious? And she said, no. She said, I don't have fear of death. So Maharaj explained her, you know, the purpose of life. And what are the two main purpose of life?
To inquire.
To go back to Godhead.
That's where what we achieve.
Vishnu and to remember Vishnu.
Yeah.
To inquire, who am I?
To always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And she took that instruction very close to her heart. So she was doing more and more japa. She was reading Bhagavatam while all the therapies and everything was going on. And after 3 or 4 weeks, there was a news that she's left her body. And her picture was sent to Bhakti Charu Maharaj. She was sitting in her chair. Her face had no anxiety, no signs of struggle. And her hand was in her beat back. It was such a glorious way of leaving the body, like while doing japa to the Lord, without any anxiety, without any thing. So these are the people who set example, you know, like how Krishna consciousness has helped them to overcome this material, material cycle of birth and death. And these are the instructions given here. I mean, one should control sitting posture, regulate the breathing process by yogic pranayama, and control the mind and senses with intelligence. Apply the mind to the gross potencies of the Lord. So this is physically not possible until we have that higher purpose. We have that taste for the Lord's name. We have that understanding. Many times you remember a weird thing in your subconscious mind. Something happened in grade 7 or grade 8 or grade 6. Do you all have experience that it was not of an importance at that time, but you still remember those things? So subconscious mind plays a lot of role. So if you're always absorbed in Lord Hari's kirtan, Lord Hari's katha, Lord Hari's pastime, Lord Hari's beautiful form, these all things are registering whether you know or not. And then these things all will play back, even if you're not able to chant Hari's name at the time of death. But these things will play back, even if you're an association of devotees. Even if you forget, the devotees will be surrounded around you and do the job, do the chanting for you. So another story is about one Mataji from Pune. She was just 20 year old, very cheerful. She is Radhanath Maharaj's disciple, and again she developed some sort of tumor, and people didn't know that how long she will live. But she continued her seva, she continued to come to temple, she continued to do whatever service she was doing. But she was always, she looked always absorbed in something. She was not the same cheerful person what used to be before. And then her Guru Maharaj asked her that, you know, what's happening? Are you scared? She said, no, I'm not scared. I'm just meditating upon Lord's pastime. So she continued like that for a year, all with all the pain and the therapies and stuff. And she gave her graduation exam. She passed very well. She brought the result home and everybody was happy, and she just collapsed. They took her to the temple. When she opened her eyes, she was in ICU with all the wires around her.
All the
wires and the tubes and stuff. But I think she knew where she is heading. She said that she requested doctors that put off everything, all these things. And she had devotees all over the place. She said, can we do the kirtan? She was participating in kirtan. And then she left her body at that age of 21, you know. And she didn't have any anxiety or pains or anything. So these are all the people, you know, who are giving that assurance that what's written here is not philosophy. It's not something to be just heard and forget about it. It is something to be practiced every day, absorb ourselves in Lord Hari's pastimes. Kitne baar hum aise hota hai ki we are thinking about the material thing and we get headache. Aise hota hai ki hum agar samay jo job ke baare mein soch rahe hain to hamara sar dukhne lagta hai subah se shaam tak, ya hum choti si cheez samay lo gaadi has hit something, so you think about it and we think that you know, we keep thinking about it and then hume sar dard ho jata hai koi bhi ek material cheez pe hum concentrate karte hain. Aise kab hua hai ki hum japa kar rahe hain aur hamara sar dard ho gaya, ya fir hum हमने 24 घंटे कीर्तन किया तो हमारा सर दर्द हो गया, ऐसे कभी हुआ है?
नहीं हुआ.
Is that an accident?
72 आवर किया भी नहीं हुआ.
फिर भी नहीं हुआ. Is that an accident? It's not an accident. It's by design.
Even Prabhuji, जन्माष्टमी दिन चाहे निर्जल एकादशी दिन फुल बिना पानी वाली फास्टिंग करते हैं तो सर दर्द कुछ नहीं होता.
कुछ नहीं होता है. और किसी दिन सुबह ब्रेकफास्ट मिस कर दो तो होल डे सर दर्द होता है. So this is not by an accident, this is by design. I mean, we've heard this in, I think, Prabhu's classes somewhere, that we are spiritual being in the matter, material world. We are not the material being in the material world. We are spiritual being caged in this body, like a jail for us. So that's why agar hum doodh mein lemon dalte hain, since their nature is different, what happens is doodh phat jata hai. They don't go with each other. Same with this spiritual body, spiritual transcendental undying unflinching, you know, soul is put in this temporary body. It's for a purpose, it's for temporary. It won't go forever with each other. So we have to be very careful how we use it, because there's an expiry date to it. As soon as it's expired, its purpose is lost. And then we may, you know, it's like the medicines in first aid box with expired date, which are of no use. So let's not waste it. Next one, 24, this gigantic manifestation of phenomenal material world as a whole is personal body of the absolute truth, wherein the universal resultant past, present and future of material time is experienced. Purport, anybody wants to read?
Hare Krishna.
Any?
कोई भी वस्तु चाहे भौतिक हो या आध्यात्मिक,
ट्रांसलेशन में और पढ़ दीजिए,
ट्रांसलेशन भाई श्री अरुणा, घटनाओं से भरे संपूर्ण भौतिक जगत की यह विराट अभिव्यक्ति परम सत्य का व्यक्तिगत शरीर है जिसमें ब्रह्मांड के भौतिक काल के फल रूप भूत वर्तमान तथा भविष्य का अनुभव किया जाता है। तात्पर्य कोई भी वस्तु चाहे भौतिक हो या आध्यात्मिक पूर्ण पुरुषोत्तम भगवान की शक्ति का विस्तार मात्र है और जैसा कि भगवत गीता 13.13 में कहा गया है सर्वशक्तिमान भगवान की अपनी दिव्य आंखें सिर तथा अन्य शारीरिक अंग होते हैं जो सर्वत्र व्याप्त हैं। वे कहीं भी और सर्वत्र देख सुन छू या अपने को प्रकट कर सकते हैं क्योंकि वे समस्त सूक्ष्म जीवों में परमात्मा के रूप में सर्वत्र विद्यमान हैं। यद्यपि उनका विशेष धाम परम जगत में है यह सापेक्ष जगत भी उनका घटनाओं से भरा प्रस्तुतिकरण है क्योंकि यह उनकी दिव्य शक्ति के विस्तार के अतिरिक्त और कुछ भी नहीं है। यद्यपि वे अपने धाम में रहते हैं किंतु उनकी शक्ति सर्वत्र उसी तरह वितरित होती है जिस प्रकार सूर्य एक स्थान पर रहकर भी सर्वत्र प्रसारित होता है क्योंकि सूर्य की किरणें सूर्य से अभिन्न होने के कारण सूर्य गोलक का विस्तार ही मानी जाती है। विष्णु पुराण 1.22.52 में यह कहा गया है कि जिस प्रकार अग्नि एक स्थान पर रहकर अपनी किरणें तथा ऊष्मा फैलाती है उसी प्रकार परमात्मा या भगवान अपनी बहुविधि शक्ति से यत्र तत्र और सर्वत्र अपना विस्तार करते हैं। विराट ब्रह्मांड की यह अभिव्यक्ति उनके विराट शरीर का अंश मात्र है। अल्पज्ञ लोग भगवान के सर्वथा आध्यात्मिक दिव्य रूप की कल्पना भी नहीं कर सकते लेकिन वे उनकी विभिन्न शक्तियों द्वारा उसी तरह आश्चर्यचकित रहते हैं जिस प्रकार आदिम प्रजाति के लोग आकाश की बिजली विशाल पर्वत या विस्तृत बरगद के पेड़ को देखकर आश्चर्यचकित रह जाते हैं। वे लोग व्याघ्र तथा हाथी के बल की प्रशंसा उनकी श्रेष्ठ शक्ति तथा शौर्य के लिए करते हैं। यद्यपि प्रामाणिक शास्त्रों में भगवान का विशद विवरण दिया हुआ है फिर भी असुरगण भगवान का अस्तित्व नहीं मानते। यद्यपि भगवान अवतरित होते हैं और अपनी असामान्य शक्ति व शौर्य का प्रदर्शन करते हैं और यद्यपि वे विद्वान पंडितों तथा भूतकाल के व्यासदेव नारद असित एवं देवल जैसे संतों तथा भगवद गीता में अर्जुन द्वारा एवं आधुनिक युग में भी शंकर रामानुज मध्व तथा भगवान श्री चैतन्य जैसे आचार्यों के द्वारा भगवान के रूप में स्वीकार किए जाते हैं लेकिन असुरगण भगवान के अस्तित्व को नहीं मानते। असुरगण शास्त्रों के किसी भी साक्ष्य को स्वीकार नहीं करते ना ही वे महान आचार्यों के प्रमाण को मान्यता देते हैं। वे तुरंत अपनी आंखों से उन्हें देखना चाहते हैं अतः वे भगवान के शरीर को विराट रूप में देख सकते हैं और वही रूप उनकी चुनौती का उत्तर दे सकता है और चूंकि वे व्याघ्र हाथी या बिजली जैसी श्रेष्ठ भौतिक वस्तुओं के समक्ष श्रद्धावनत होने के आदि हैं अतः वे विराट रूप को सम्मान प्रदान करते हैं। अर्जुन द्वारा प्रार्थना किए जाने पर भगवान कृष्ण ने असुरों के लिए विराट रूप प्रदर्शित किया। भगवान का शुद्ध भक्त भगवान के ऐसे संसारी विराट शरीर को देखने का आदि नहीं होता अतः इसे देखने के लिए उसे विशेष दृष्टि की आवश्यकता होती है। इसीलिए भगवान ने अर्जुन को विशेष दृष्टि प्रदान करने की अनुकंपा की जिससे वह इस उनके विराट रूप का दर्शन कर सके जिसका वर्णन भगवद गीता के 11वें अध्याय में किया गया है। भगवान का यह विराट रूप अर्जुन के लाभ के लिए नहीं अपितु उन अल्पज्ञ व्यक्तियों के लिए विशेष रूप से प्रकट किया गया था जो हर किसी को भगवान का अवतार मान लेते हैं और इस तरह जन सामान्य को गुमराह करते रहते हैं। उनके लिए यह संकेत है कि मनुष्य ऐसे सस्ते अवतार से कहे कि तुम अपना विराट रूप दिखाओ और अपने को अवतार सिद्ध करो। भगवान के विराट रूप का प्राकट्य एक साथ नास्तिकों के लिए चुनौती और असुरों के लिए कृपा है। जो भगवान को विराट रूप में समझ सके और इस तरह धीरे धीरे अपने हृदय के मैल को स्वच्छ कर सकें जिससे वे निकट भविष्य में भगवान के दिव्य रूप को सचमुच देखने के योग्य हो सकें। यह समस्त नास्तिकों तथा निपट भौतिकवादियों के लिए सर्व दयालु भगवान का वरदान है। क्योंकि यह भगवान ने विराट रूप पूरा वर्णन है।
So this is where he's explaining Srila Prabhupada so nicely that why, you know, as we were discussing that why Lord showed this Virat Rup. Now here, there's another thing told about universal resultant past, present and future. So there's this British scientist, he has come and written a big thesis called the fourth dimension. So we have too many engineers here. We have three dimensions. What are the three dimensions?
Length, breadth, and
width. Yeah? Length, breadth, and width. And what's the fourth dimension?
Time,
yeah. So everything comes into being, stays for a while, and then goes away. So maybe, for instance, a car, it was all tin, plastic, and everything, and then it manifested. And then it lives for some time, scraps, and goes back there. Human, we just live 60, 70 years, but we already have written history for 5,000 years. So many times, like if somebody has taken birth again and again for 100 years, at least 50, for 5,000 years, 500 times somebody has taken birth. So come, gone. Like we don't even remember our great-grandfather's name at the most, or maybe a generation back. Before, beyond that, we don't know even who was there. You know, like, hum kul ki maan maryada karenge, but then who's kul?
Naam bhi nahi pata.
You know? Like we get attached to this material designation. Correct. So this fourth dimension is explained in Bhagavad Gita is Lord. When we see this Virat Roop, with every breathe out, millions of universes are coming out, and with every breathe in, millions of planets are going in. So this time dimension is also representing Lord. You know, that everything emanates from Him and goes back to Him. You know, like that in that Ramanan Sagar's Mahabharata, he says, "Main samay hun," and then he starts to say things like that. So here, this Srila Prabhupada explained, again give an example of sun and sun rays, that is the Lord's one, but then like how sun is one and how rays are, sun rays are everywhere. Similarly, Lord is one, but He is all pervading. And being materially inclined people look at the material things, then that's how the Virat Roop attracts them. Oh, it's such a big personality, but He's not just like us there. So next one also quickly if you can see. The gigantic universal form of personality of Godhead within the body of the of the universal shell, which is covered by sevenfold material element, is the subject of Virat conception. Something can be proper.
Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tatpare. सात प्रकार के भौतिक तत्वों के द्वारा प्रच्छन्न ब्राह्मणीय खोल आवरण के भीतर स्थित भगवान का विराट काय ब्राह्मणीय स्वरूप विराट धारण का विषय है। तात्पर्य बाय श्रीला प्रभात। जय श्रीला प्रभात। एक ही समय में भगवान के अन्य अनेक रूप होते हैं और वे सभी भगवान श्री कृष्ण के मूल स्तोत्र रूप के अभिन्न है। भगवद गीता में यह सिद्ध किया जा चुका है कि भगवान का आदि दिव्य तथा शाश्वत रूप श्री कृष्ण है, जो परम भगवान है, और वे अपनी अचिंत्य अंतरंग शक्ति आत्ममाया से अपने आप को विविध रूपों तथा अवतारों में एक साथ विस्तारित कर सकते हैं। तो भी उनकी पूर्ण शक्ति में कोई कमी नहीं आती। वे पूर्ण हैं और यद्यपि उनसे असंख्य पूर्ण रूप उद्भूत होते हैं तो भी वे पूर्ण ही रहते हैं और उनमें किसी प्रकार की घटत नहीं आती। यह उनकी आध्यात्मिक या अंतरंग शक्ति है। भगवद गीता के 11वें अध्याय में भगवान श्री कृष्ण ने उन अल्पज्ञों को आश्वस्त करने के लिए अपना विराट रूप प्रकट किया जो यह नहीं सोच पाते कि वे किस तरह मनुष्य के भांति प्रकट हो सकते हैं तथा उनमें वास्तव में वह शक्ति है जिसके बल पर बिना किसी प्रतिद्वंदी के परम पुरुष होने का दावा कर सकते हैं। भौतिकवादी लोग केवल अत्यंत भोंडे ढंग से ही विशाल ब्राह्मणीय आकाश के विषय में सोच सकते हैं जिसमें सूर्य के समान विशाल असंख्य ग्रह होते हैं। वह अपने ऊपर के वृत्ताकार आकाश को ही देख सकते हैं और उन्हें इस ब्रह्मांड की तथा इसके साथ साथ लाखों अन्य ब्रह्मांडों की भी कोई जानकारी नहीं होती है। जो जल अग्नि वायु आकाश अहंकार प्रकृति तत्व तथा प्रकृति के सात आवरणों से ढके हैं। जिस प्रकार एक बहुत बड़ा फुटबॉल जिसमें हवा भरी हो और ढका हो कारण श्रम के जल कारणव के जल पर तैर रहा हो जहां भगवान महाविष्णु के रूप में शयन करते हैं, सारे ब्रह्मांड बीज रूप में महाविष्णु के श्वास से उद्भूत हो रहे हैं जो भगवान के अंश हैं। जब महाविष्णु अपना लंबा श्वास भीतर खींचते हैं तो ब्रह्मा द्वारा अधिक्षित सारे ब्रह्मांड विनिष्ट हो जाते हैं। इस प्रकार भगवान की परम इच्छा द्वारा भौतिक जगत उत्पन्न तथा विनिष्ट होते रहते हैं। बेचारा मूर्ख भौतिकवादी इतनी ही कल्पना कर सकता है कि वह कितनी मूर्खतापूर्वक एक मरणशील नगण्य जीव को दावे के साथ भगवान के प्रतिनिधि अवतार के रूप में प्रस्तुत करता है। यह विराट रूप विशेष रूप से भगवान द्वारा अल्पज्ञों को पाठ पढ़ाने के लिए प्रकट किया गया था जिससे कोई मनुष्य अन्य किसी मनुष्य को तभी भगवान का अवतार स्वीकार करे जब वह ऐसा विराट रूप को उसी तरह प्रदर्शित कर सके जिस तरह भगवान श्री कृष्ण किया था। भौतिकवादी व्यक्ति अपने ही निजी लाभ के लिए, जैसा सुखदेव गोस्वामी ने संस्तुति की है, भगवान के विराट रूप पर अपने मन को केंद्रित कर सकता है, किंतु उसे सावधान रहना चाहिए कि वह उन वंचकों से पथ भ्रष्ट ना हो जो अपने और भगवान श्री कृष्ण के अभिन्न पुरुष होने का दावा करते हैं किंतु वे उनकी तरह कर्म नहीं कर पाते या विराट रूप प्रदर्शित नहीं कर पाते। हरे कृष्ण।
So that's I was saying that Srila Prabhupada has told this that Lord showed this Virat Rupa for two reasons. One reason we all discussed that to tell that, you know, to materialistic people that this is the Virat Rupa for the less intelligent people. What could be the other reason which Lord showed this Virat Rupa and how devotee sees it?
Bhagavan wanted to fulfill the desire of his disciple.
Arjun. And as soon as Arjun saw it, he said, no, I want the same room. He said that, come back. So Lord became four-handed and Arjun was not still satisfied. And then Lord became his friend again. That's a good thing. Srila Prabhupada is saying the second reason is to show that how minute we are. Like, how small we are. And to remain always humble, Charanada Pisuni Chaina, that we are not even as big as speck of blade. If you see, consider the so many, such a big planetary system, so many planets, so many within planets, so many universes, so many planets within so many planets. Earth planet, so many countries, so many cities, we are not even speck of a dust in the whole creation. So, you know, devotee sees in this way that how how insignificant I am, and how
great is Lord.
How great is Lord?
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar. Yeah. I mean, we there's a mosque here next door, and all the time they're running some sort of discourse or something. So we feel like we're in Vrindavan, because in Vrindavan Krishna Katha is going on in the Chonga. You, whether you understand or not, but you see something's going on.
Sometimes the humming also like that same. I have a friend, she keeps, like the mantras.
Yeah.
She's like anesthetist, so when we do surgery, it's like very long. So, behosh karke, then she's doing her jap type. Yeah.
That's the thing. All the modern religions are talking about japa, because we have this form, and then he's saying that the omnipotent Lord has his transcendental eyes, hands, and other bodily parts distributed. I think it's somewhere. That the absolute personality of Godhead, but his inconceivable internal potency, Dharma Maya, he can expand himself by multifarious form and incarnation simultaneously without being diminished in his full potency. So all these forms are full potency. And what is the form in Kali Yuga? Kali Kule Nam Rupe Krishna Avatar. So all these gigantic form and the potency of the gigantic form, which has so many universes in it, that form and Lord Hari's name Krishna are not different. Isn't it inconceivable? Only devotees can understand this. That's why it's inconceivable for us, because we don't have that love, that faith, that Krishna Prem. We are still at Shraddha level, or we're still not even Shraddha level. If we had Shraddha level, then I would have taken my life seriously. I would have, absorbed myself. There's a lot of contamination inside. So that's where, it's saying that Lord Hari's name and that big form of Lord which has been just described are not different. And whenever we take Lord Hari's name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He's the same personality which Arjun saw in this big, big gigantic form. With same potency, it says, Srila Prabhupada is saying that it's the same personality, same. Yeah. And then what are the seven fold material elements which is covering the intelligence of ours? We read it in the water, fire, air, sky, ego, Narman, and material nature. And the eighth one is Prakriti. So it's just covering, these things are covering the form of the Lord for us to become qualified and then see. And the qualification process has Srila Prabhupada has made easier for us to be qualified. He said that just remain around the devotees and then, aapka beda paar ho jayega. And so many examples are there wherein people became devotees when Srila Prabhupada started the movement, and they went up to the sannyasi level and they fell down. But as soon as they reached their end of life, one by one they all returned and left body in association of devotees, because they had the taste, so they couldn't go away. So if you have taste for something, if you've developed if you have tasted the nectar, even if you drift away, there's a tendency to come back. So that proves that, you know, like they could, when they coming back to, then they haven't tasted anything better than that. That's how they've all come back, and they've all left. And devotees are generally kind-hearted. They would never shut the door on anyone. So there were devotees who were being practiced, who became even sannyasi and fell down, because the force of material nature is so much. When you become sannyasi or you become even some senior devotee somewhere, people start respecting you. You get the ego boost. You see, suddenly you feel control over lives of people. So it's easy to fall down. But then they have come back and they've surrendered, and they said that they couldn't find same sort of enjoyment in the material world what they felt in being Krishna conscious, being devotee. So I think we'll stop here. Any comments, questions?
23, 24, 25.
Yeah.
Huh? 23, 24, 25. So, you know, in this sloka, Vasudeva Goswami is recommending or telling the Parikshita Maharaj to focus on, you know, Dato. Why not on Tribhanga form?
That's it, what is the first step, because the first step is that you start. I mean, see, all these personalities, like Arjun knew everything, but he's doing it for us same way. Parikshit Maharaj knows everything, but then to reach out these things to us, he's asking this question.
But there is a difference here. Mm-hmm. There, you know, Arjun, because he showed actually the Virato.
Mm-hmm.
Here, the thing is not like this, Krishna is showing the Virato.
Mm-hmm.
He is telling, just focus on the Virato. So there is a difference, because where mm-hmm. Yashoda Mai or Arjun, Lord showed the Virato.
Yes, yes.
That is just to, so that other, you know, those are not from believer of the Krishna, they can trust. Oh, he showed the Virato. But
right.
Here, the thing is, he is telling to focus on the Virato.
Correct, yeah.
He could say, because, and they are all the devotees, great Muni Sadhu Sannyasis are sitting over in that
spot. Yeah.
And he could say, and because it is in our parampara also, it is recommended to focus on Tribhanga Roop, not on Virato.
Correct.
Virato Roop is not recommended for us. And they are highly elevated. Also. So then why it is so?
So, Prabhu, that's why I covered 23, 24, 25. Because 26 se leke aakhri tak chapter ke, the roop is explained, the Virat roop. Ki, what is the eyes, what is the navel, what are the feet. So, the Virat roop is in detail explained here as a first step for the God realization, to see the material energy or form or gross form of the Lord. And that's how, this is the first verse Shukadev Goswami is saying in exchange of the questions raised by Parikshit Maharaj. And the whole Bhagavatam is said, so after this. So this is the first, then, you know, gradually it increases and reaches to the level that person reading it reaches that level to receive Krishna in their heart.
भागवतम कही गई थी तो जब महाराज परीक्षित गंगा के किनारे आए तो डिफरेंट टाइप ऑफ प्रपोजल्स आए थे वहाँ पर कि हम लोग यज्ञ करें निराकार की उपासना करें या कोई कर्म कांड करें क्या करें तो इसका मतलब है कि वहाँ पर विभिन्न प्रकार की जैसे 4 लाख प्रकार के मनुष्य बताए गए तो उतने प्रकार के मनुष्य वहाँ थे वो सब साधु संत थे क्योंकि डिफरेंट डिफरेंट कैटेगरी डिफरेंट डिफरेंट कर्म कांड डिफरेंट डिफरेंट गतिविधि के लोग थे तो शुकदेव गोस्वामी इस बात को बहुत अच्छी तरीके से जानते थे कि यहाँ पे किस लोगों के तरह के लोग बैठे हैं अगर वो शुरुआत में एकांत कला पुरुषार्थ में तो भगवान के अपने कर देते तो शायद सबको बात समझ में नहीं आती देन ही स्टार्टेड इन द वे दैट विच प्लेटफॉर्म दे आर देयर तो जैसे प्रभु ने कहा ग्रेजुअली उनको आगे लेके जा रहे बैकग्राउंड ये है कि वहाँ मैंने जो आपको पहले बताया कि विभिन्न प्रपोजल आए थे कि हमको क्या करना चाहिए महाराज के पास 7 दिन है कि भगवान को मिल जाए कोई यज्ञ बोला कोई कुछ बोला तो दैट्स व्हाई ही स्टार्टेड विद विराट
दैट्स व्हाई इट्स कॉल्ड लाइक फर्स्ट स्टेप एज वेल
अभी आप आगे चलेंगे तो इतना छड़ी में अपना बल लाएंगे कि इतना छड़ी में बल आने वाला है सुखदेव गोस्वामी कि हम कान में सुनने में तकलीफ होने लगेगी। वो बोलेंगे कि अगर हमारे कान भगवान की बात नहीं सुनते तो कान जो है एक सर्प के कान के समान है, पैरों के बारे में, हाथों के बारे में, एक एक चीज के बारे में ऐसा ऐसा बोलेंगे कि आपको लगेगा कि क्या कह रहे हैं। यू कम टू एवरीथिंग बट इट स्टार्टेड ग्रेजुअली क्योंकि विभिन्न मेंटेलिटी के लोग वहां पर उस सभा में भी थे और हर युग में रहते हैं।
This is the reason, and maybe another reason is also maybe because of Krishna or through the Sukhdev Goswami, through for us, you know, he wanted to include this chapter, you know, Virat, you know, in the Bhagavatam, because he want to reveal the Bhagavatam. And then if unless until, you know, so otherwise, what my point, you know, this is covered in Bhagavatam. Otherwise, how it could be covered in Bhagavatam?
What you're saying, it is not for those saints, but it is for us people sitting.
For us, and through the Sukhdev Goswami, he wanted.
तो मैं आपसे कह रहा हूँ कि इस जो चार लाख प्रकार के मनुष्य हैं, जो चार लाख प्रकार की mentality है, वो हर युग में है। हर युग में है। तो उनको satisfy करना, हर अगर दोबारा भी कोई कथा होगी, अगर भगवान कहीं करेंगे, तो इसी रूप में शुरू करेंगे। भगवान जब कथा करेंगे, तो किसी भगवान ही अपने कथा को किसी व्यक्ति के मुख से करवाएंगे, तो सबको इंक्लूड करेंगे, वो किसी को नहीं छोड़ेंगे।
तो हमारे आने से पहले कोई दूसरे ग्रुप का प्रोग्राम रहता था और हमारे जब उसको हम डिसमेंटल करते थे और हमारा प्रोग्राम चला था, तो उससे पहले पूरा ग्रांड ग्रुप बनाया हुआ होता था उन लोगों ने। तो ज्यादातर जो दूसरे ग्रुप के जो लोग है, तो मैं